some of my sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss. Alta Sara Chaya Basle Avigail, Chaim and Chanaveva for Shlema, and for Hershionasin ben Rebbe Fayim Mordechai, and for Rebbe Meir Simcha ben Leia. Baruch Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadeihem. We're basing ourselves on the unbelievably amazing Sefer Shaarei Chaim in Siman Yud Aleph. We're going to be talking about Bias Akum, the famous Shita B'Rabbeinu Tam, Tosas Ksuvis, Gimel Amud Beis, is that you're not chayav misal bias akum be'eshes ish. If an eshes ish has bia with a guy, she's not chayav misa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafgir his zera, and because of this, Rabbeinu Tam was matir a bas Yisrael eshes ish who became an apostate. She had bia with an akum, she had bia with a guy, and now when the guy converted, he allowed the guy to marry her, because it's not shaykh to say echad labal ve'echad labal be'bias akum, which is like bias behema. Ki b'sar chamorim b'sarim v'zir masusim zir masam. So in Mela, since it has the status of a bias behema, so she's no iser of echad labal ve'echad labal ve'echad labal, and he allowed her to marry this guy. Frek the rivam, I through bias akum, she is usher to her husband, as is mashma in the sugya on Tafchavav Amid Beis, and also in the sugya on Gimel Amid Beis, where the mashmos of the Gemara is that when she has a bia with the guy, she's going to be usher to him. With his hegemon, she's going to be then usher to her husband. So the mashmos is that there is an iser labal. Also in Megillah Tesvav Amid Aleph, there's a mashmos there, that by being with Achashverosh, Esther is going to be usher to Mordechai. So we say, Legabe Baila, we don't assume that Bias Akums could be as Behema, so why don't we say the same for Boyle? And it's Mashma Shtikl that Rabbeinu Tam was Matir, even Lebaila. Not only was Rabbeinu Tam a Matir Leboel, but Rabbeinu Tam was even Matir Lebal. And so writes Lehedya in the Tosas Yanta Ben Yuma 82a, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that she's not Usher to her husband, and therefore she's also Usher Leboel, because they go together. We say Asura Labal, Asura Laboel, but if she's mutter to the Baal, she's mutter to the Baal. However, the Shita Mekubetzis in our Sugya Gimel Amud Beis writes that Rabbeinu Tam was only mati her to the Boel, but not to the Baal. And he didn't say what the reason for this chiluk is. That's why you need lumdus. Now you have to have a lumdus shechiluk. Why she had bia asur with this man. So why is there going to be a heter la Boel and an iser to the Baal? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu afkarei lezare, so then why is it only asur to the Baal and not to the Boel? And the Shita Mekubetzis didn't explain this chiluk. In the Trumas Hadeshen, Reish Yotes, he writes that we can say that Rabbeinu Tam admits that she is Asura LeBaal, as we see from the Rayas that Tosis brings, that she's Asur to the Baal. And even though Va'afal Gav Dichashiva Kibias behema hani mili le'inyan iser deboa. The only time it's considered bias behema is regarding the boel. Mishum de legabe nachui lo shaykh iser kamo gabe behema, because it's not shaykh vis-a-vis the nachui, it's not shaykh to talk about iser. So she remains mutter leboala, to the person who is boel her. Umikol mako im kaven de bias adam he, but since soif kol soif, is nishkin behema, he's a person, it's bias adam. Oseres lebal Yisrael, the shaykh is her gabe, so she's usher to her Jewish husband, because by him it's shaykh to talk about iser. So vis-a-vis the boyel, that is not shaykh to talk about iser, we assume that we say that it's bias behema. But vis-a-vis her husband, that there is shaykh and iser, we say that it's bias adam. But by the boyel, it's bias behema. What's pshat? for the husband, it's considered bias adam vis-a-vis the husband, but vis-a-vis the boel, it's considered bias behema, and she's mutter afterwards to the boel. So what we learned until now is in the machlokas what pshatim Rabbeinu Tam is. Is the pshat that she's mutter to both the baal and the boel? And we saw the Truma Sadeshan explain the opinion that she's only usher to the baal and not to the boel, because the gabe nachri, it's not shaykh and iser, just like gabe behema. But gabe Yisrael, we consider to be as adam, and she's usher to her Jewish husband. What's this? What does this mean? The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Hay in the Koimitz Mincha learns that Isser Nida was said even Klape B.S. Akum. Thus meint that if a woman was Nivelis La'akum, she was over on Isser Nida and she's Chayevis Kares. And similarly, B.S. Goy Shema Bia to passel from the kahuna. So you see, al tzchi of kareis, the bias goy is considered a bia. You see, the gabe psul kahuna, a woman has bia with a goy, she can just decide now that she's never going to marry a kohen because she's never allowed to marry a kohen. I bias behema doesn't passel the kahuna. Ains nusla behema. So medaf rashtein shitas Rabbeinu Tam. How could Rabbeinu Tam say that she's mutter leboala when we see that bias akum shaftinim? It's there's a chi of kares here. There's an iser nida. Passes her lekahuna. But as far as being matir her to marry him, that we permit. So it would appear that what Rabbeinu Tam means is that it's clear that Bias Akum is Bias Adam. Just the Torah, Rachmana Kadosh Baruch Hu, was Mafkir Bias Akum, and Hashem made it into Bias Behema. And therefore, this is only with respect to the Boil. Mashenken, when we're discussing the Niv'eles, it's considered a Bia. The Torah says, looks at the Baal and says, you goy, I'm after your Zera. And Mimela, it's considered Bia's Behema. As far as the Baal is concerned, it's Bia's Behema. But when you talk about the woman, it's Bia's Adam, because she had Bia with an Adam. And therefore, she's psula lekahuna, ayde bias akum, and there's also an iser nida. Because when you're talking about her psula lekahuna, you're looking at her. She had bias adam. When you talk about the iser nida, you're looking at her. She, the nida, had bia. And that's the chiluk between the iser baal and the iser boil. The iser boil doesn't exist by bias akum. Why not? Because with respect to him, it's considered bias behema. And therefore she's mutter to the boel. Because you can't say there's an iser leboel, because when you look at the boel is a behema. So she's mutter to the boel. However, she's usher to her husband, because the Isser Labaila is not totally b'shem Bia legabe aboel. We don't view the Bia as we view it from the perspective of the boel. From the perspective of the boel, it's taka Bia's behema. But from the perspective of the woman and the Baal, it's Bia's Adam. Because the Baal is looking at it from the perspective of the woman, and she had Bia with an Adam. And therefore, since she was Nivelis Alidei Adam, it's considered bia regarding her, and therefore she's also to her husband. So now we understand, hopefully a little bit better, this chiluk. between the Boel and the Baal. Vis-a-vis the Boel, we say to be as Behema. Vis-a-vis the Baal, we say to be as Adam, because we look at from the woman's side, she had beer with an Adam. But from the Baal side, Shem Afgre the Zare, we consider him a Behema. So Mimela, she's Asura Labal, and Mutera is Laboel. Asura Labal, she'd be as Adam, Teres Laboel, she'd be as Behema. It's at the Boel. And therefore, there's also Chiv Kares, because as far as her, she had beer with an Adam. There's also what she's offered to a Kohen, as far as her, she had beer with an Adam. So that is the first part of our Shir. And Emir Tashem, B'li Neder, B'ritzos Hashem Darkenu. In the second part, we will go weiter with this Mahalach and see Neflos Mamish Mitaris Hashem. We should be Zarech Alilmo Dulam Elishma Vlas Lakam's Kolibri Salam Torah. So we have Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, Most Beloved Friends.